Greetings and welcome to The End, Last Week, This Week, and Next Week, the podcast companion to The End, the weekly newsletter that shines a light back on audio fiction shows after they've reached the finale of a season or the conclusion of the series. I am your host and the curator of The End, Ivo Terra. Let's get into this, shall we?
Last week.
The most recent issue of The End, the 47th, highlighted seven shows in the season finales and finished series section, and three of them wrapped in the last few days. The Road of Shadows, a dramatized sci-fi series from Mark R. Healy, reached the end of the first season on July 25th. There are 10 episodes, giving you about 5 hours of entertainment. Season 2 is slated for October. Samite, a narrated horror series from J.W.G. Wise, posted the Season 2 finale on July 24th. Give yourself about 3 hours to listen to the 8 episodes. Season 3, the series' conclusion, is slated for March of 2024. Zoinks, a dramatized comedy mystery tale from Queen City Flash, completed its first season on July 21st. You only need about 2.5 hours to listen to the 8 episodes, with Season 2 slated for early next year. And be sure to listen to the end of the audio file to hear the trailers for these three shows.
This week.
With every issue, I make 2 recommendations for great audio fiction I personally love. As with all things in life, your mileage may vary. Both of these will be familiar to you if you've been a reader of the newsletter for the last few weeks. The first is 2 Dead Girls in Jubilene, a dramatized mystery thriller from Ethan Whelan. I found this to be a gripping, well-conceived mystery that gives an exciting ride. Here's the trailer.
July 19th, 1997.
I came to tell you that your sister, she's dead. Annabelle was strangled.
For a long time, I convinced myself that the person who killed Annie couldn't be caught, because it hurts to keep hoping. And I didn't want to hurt anymore.
Ma and I want to thank you all for being here to celebrate the life of Edward Joseph Abernathy.
Your dad, he was looking for the Jubilene child killer.
He left behind his entire investigation on secret cassette tapes.
I think we should turn this whole thing over to the FBI.
We all knew the risks. What makes it safer to stop?
I'm sure it shit ain't the Jubilene child killer.
He'll destroy everything if you keep this up.
He's still here, Ma. Whoever killed Annie and Jesse is still here.
Moira!
Myra, it's me, Pa. If there's anything left of you that doesn't hate me, this will surely do the trick. But my hope is that you'll decide to finish what I started. Be careful, Myra. Jubilene is watching.
2 Dead Girls in Jubilene is a serialized fiction tale of the hunt for a notorious killer. Subscribe for free on Apple Podcasts or wherever you may be listening.
You still think your dad's death was an accident?
I don't know. But I don't think this was.
Two Dead Girls in Jubilene is fully complete. Enjoy the 6.5 hour experience of listening to all 12 episodes. My next recommendation is Pearl River Remains, a narrated Southern Gothic ghost story from Daryl Lisa Fazio. This is a very subtle ghost story. I'd really call it more urban fantasy or weird brain powers, but it's got a compelling narrator who puts you right in the scene. I quickly ignored any small production imperfections, most of which you'll probably not even notice at all. Here's the trailer.
Francis?
Aunt Matilda?
Yep. Just making my once every 10 years phone call.
You're calling me about my mother.
Well, there you go again, knowing things you can't.
Tell me.
They found bones, Francis. They found bones in the Pearl River. You need to come home. Pearl River Remains, a new serial fiction podcast written and performed by Daryl Lisa Fazio.
Pearl River Remains is also fully complete. The 22 episodes will take you about 9 hours to listen.
Next week.
The latest issue of The End has two entries in the new season's coming soon section, and one of them starts up again in just a few days. It's Small Victories, a dramatized modern fiction from WGC Productions, and it starts its second season on August the 3rd. Get caught up with season one in just over 2 hours. And that's all for this episode of The End, Last Week, This Week, and Next Week. For these and the other audio fiction shows featured, highlighted, and coming soon that were included in the 47th issue of The End, including links to listen to the shows mentioned in this episode, please visit theend.fyi. I'm Evo Terra. Thanks for listening. And here are your remaining four trailers. The Road of Shadows.
In the alley, the scent is stronger, overpowering. As I watch, the overhead lamps flicker and wink out one by one. God damn it. No. The girl appears briefly under the last streetlight, the headphones snug against her ears, the Walkman clasped to her hip. She's oblivious as she walks, lost in her own world.
Hey, stop! I need to talk to you!
Then she's swallowed up by the darkness again.
Helen, wait a second!
It strikes her in the gloom so fast she barely has time to scream. She falls into the edge of the lamplight and lies there, bleeding, motionless. The man's skin is scaly, flaking, and there are patches of soot on his cheeks. He stares at me with eyes like midnight. Eyes that are devoid of remorse, devoid of humanity. He's one of them. I turn and run, and I don't look back.
The Road of Shadows, a new mystery and suspense audio drama by Mark R. Healy, creator of The Strata. Listen now at theroadofshadows.com.
The Road of Shadows, a dramatized sci-fi series from Mark R. Healy, reached the end of its first season. Samite.
Sometimes a tale is more complex than it appears at first. Sometimes it's connected to things you'd never expect. And sometimes it leaves you with more questions than you started with. I have a story like that. Samite is a four-part horror series that explores a BBS from before the dawn of the internet. Learn more at samitepodcast.com.
Samite, a narrated horror series from J.W.G. Wise, has reached the end of the second season. Zoinks.
I'm a 14-year-old teen detective.
And I'm a semi-intelligent dog with a limited vocabulary.
And like, an audio-only medium? You totally buy that, right? Woof.
There are three things that no one understands about teen detectives.
Number one.
Where the fuck are your parents? It is 2 a.m. and you're at an abandoned carnival. An abandoned carnival!
Ghosts and monsters and thugs and con men all thrive at night. If you want to catch them, you don't do it by getting a full 8 hours. If you want to be a teen detective, you better come prepared. You will have to enter the woods at sundown. It will be midnight when you find the trapdoor that leads down to the catacombs. At 2 a.m., you will break into the library for further research. And as dawn approaches, you will still be staking out the empty shipping yards. And all of this points to a serious lack of supervision. Where the fuck are your parents? It's not a bad question, but it masks a far darker revelation. Derelict mansions, demon bridges, ghostly lights and sounds. What is so fucked up at home that you'd rather be here?
Question number two.
Where the fuck are all these monsters? monsters coming from?
There can't be that many swamp demons and desert creatures, people. There can't be that many forged deeds and lost wills. How much buried treasure can one town hold? And how does one girl keep stumbling onto all of it? As long as there are adults who tuck their parents away into nursing homes, there will always be spooky abandoned houses. As long as there are favorite nephews and second favorite nephews, there will always be plots to steal an inheritance. So, how is it possible for one teenager to solve all these mysteries?
Emptiness.
Because some of us recognize what deep troubles look like.
Because catching a liar makes you a little less angry about being lied to.
Because stopping a grifter makes you feel a little less gullible.
Because unmasking a monster heals a little piece of your core.
The world is full of dark secrets and desperate people. And teenagers and their dogs who aren't deterred by
Do not enter.
Warning, keep out.
Trespassers will be shot. Beware of dog. Beware of teen detective and her dog.
Question number 3.
So, the talking dog, can you understand him or not? This is Zoinks, a love letter to teen detectives and their dogs.
Search for clues, April 10th, 2023.
Zoinks, a dramatized comedy mystery tale from Queen City Flash, has reached the end of the first season. Small victories.
When we were kids, me and Sam went to 2 Sunday schools. No. Oh my God. Okay. When we were kids, me and Slam... Slam? Who slam? Okay. Red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather, red. God. Why are there so many monologues? Were there this many monologues in the first season? Okay, Marisol, get it together. What is your POV? Huh? Come on, get it together. It's almost time for rehearsal. When we were kids, me and Sam went, Motherfuck! How'd you get in here? Host!
Marisol, you don't have to yell, okay? I can see... Oh, hi there.
Uh-huh.
Wait, is season 2 starting now?
No! Season 2 starts August 3rd. You know that. Does it look like August 3rd?
Well, how'd the audience get in here?
I don't know. I bet this is the crew's fault.
The crew? Really? Did they open the door for
him? I deserve respect! They let some audience in here without telling me? Me? This would never happen at Fable and Folly.
Calm down. I'm sure there's a good explanation.
Listen, you handle or fix it. I'm gonna go talk to my agent.
Well, hey. Thanks for dropping in, everybody. If you're here for Small Victories Season 2, that's just peachy. But you're a little early. See, Season 2 premieres on August 3rd at 12 a.m. EST. So right now, we're still putting things together. Getting new pages, running lines, editing. That's why Marisol's a little testy. She's got a crazy arc this season, so she's running at a higher frequency than everybody else. But I promise you, you come back on August 3rd, mark your calendars, we're going to have a show for you. And it's going to come out every Thursday for 10 weeks. And there's going to be bonus episodes, bloopers, behind-the-scenes content, all on the Patreon. But that's on August 3rd. And August 3rd is not today. So we're going to have to ask you to evacuate the premises. Or I can get security to escort you out. I think that's a fair and appropriate... Oh, no. The darn producers. I gotta take this. As I said before, come back August 3rd, 12 a.m. EST. Don't be late, guys. Considering this behavior, you probably won't be, honestly. So, until then, we'll see you soon.
Small Victories, a dramatized modern fiction from WGC Productions, soon starts its second season. That's it for the additional trailers. Once again, I'm Evo Terra for The End. Cheers!